Hawaii weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 53. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 28. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs level off around 47. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the official budget proposal from Governor Laura Kelly that was released at the end of last week, the Kansas Association of School Boards says they were very pleased with Governor Kelly's proposal on the budget, as the budget included near $72 million additionally for special education in the state.
We were very pleased at KASB. This is something that we have been hearing from our 286 school districts who belong to KASB, especially over the past about 6 months.
That was Leah Flitter with the Kansas Association of School Boards on KAKE News, where she says that whatever the state doesn't provide with adequate funding of special education, the local school needs to pay for itself, and it gets pretty tough.
Back in about 2005, did enact a law that said we will reimburse school districts for 92% of the excess costs that they incur to educate special education students.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
A new $2 million rural home loan guarantee program is officially kicked off throughout the state of Kansas through the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, as they say the initiative is trying to keep small towns across the state alive and giving the opportunity for home builders to build homes in those small towns.
There definitely is a need for housing here of all different qualities and sizes. We have jobs, you know, all the way around us, and we would love for people to work here and live here. So the housing needs to be here for that to happen.
That's Chad Buckley, the Lyons City Administrator in KSN News, where they say the program will make it easier for rural lenders to help potential homeowners by covering the difference of the price to build the home versus the appraisal of the home.
We're able to now guarantee that gap. You know, that gap is between 80% and up to 125% of the loan-to-value ratio of the loan.
They say the program will entice individuals to start building more homes in the local communities, which hopefully will entice individuals to want to move to those rural communities. For more information, you can go to the website at kshousingcorp.org.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Oh, well, the state of Nebraska officially has a junior senator, as newly elected Governor Jim Pillen has nominated former Governor Pete Ricketts to be the U.S. Senator, filling the vacancy in the state.
Governor Pillen and I share a lot of the same philosophies, right? We believe that government that works best works closest to the people, that it should be limited in its scope from the standpoint of what we're trying to do. It's not the solution to every problem we have, that we've got to be fiscally responsible, that we've got to do a good job of providing services.
That audio from NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff. Many Democrats say that it was a pay-to-play scheme, but Governor Pillen disagrees.
The question is backroom dealings, and first is anybody knows me. That's not part of my DNA. It just doesn't work. Integrity of the process and the commitment to the process was highest priority.
Mid-America Network News.
ever stare at the Hog Wild menu and feel like you can't make up your mind because it all looks so good? Well, Bingo Brashears, Hog Wild partner and general manager at 21st and Tyler, has the tastiest solution.
When I want a little bit of everything, I get a little bit of everything on Hog Wild Smokestack Sandwich. On a butter-toasted bun, we pile our hickory-smoked beef brisket with juicy hot links, and you top it with our award-winning barbecue sauce. The hard part is choosing between fresh curly fries, classic baked beans, or coleslaw on the side.
Hog Wild Pit Barbecue's hero of a sandwich saves the biggest appetites from indecision at all six locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. John Unger was sworn in as newly elected Marshall County Commissioner at last week's meeting as he takes the place of Barb Kiekhaefer. County Councilor finalized details of the infill housing program, which will incentivize new home construction in communities with existing infrastructure through a 10-year property tax abatement. Commissioners voted to approve moving Carol O'Neill to full-time Register of Deeds deputy effective January 1st at the recommendation of Ruth Martin, filling her previous position after she was appointed Register of Deeds recently. Washington County Commissioners last week conducted annual reorganization with David Wilbrandt, elected chair, and Raleigh Ordine, vice chair. TC Energy has contributed $7,500 toward first responder communication equipment. They report nearly 800 workers continue with the cleanup efforts of the recent Keystone Pipeline oil spill. Chemical bids are coming in, with some not available, others more expensive, through Washington County Public Works. City of Washington will receive some state reimbursement for wear and tear on streets used as detours during closure of K-15 for reconstruction. Immediate plans are to replace a section of Grove Street south of U.S. 36 with material on hand. There will be a detour on 6th Street in Washington as work on Highway 36 continues. First District Commissioner Ben Glace was sworn in last meeting of Nemaha County Commissioners with a retirement reception for outgoing Commissioner Gary Scobie. Jason Cook was elected board chair and Ben Glace vice chair for 2023. Road and Bridge Supervisor advised he's considering waiting another year or two before doing work on the Baileyville Road. He would like to see the road tore up and redone. Commissioners were in agreement with the plan. Planning Commission updated commissioners on the status of a citizen survey recently sent out in Nemaha County. Discussion was held concerning a public meeting to review results. And commissioners discussed pay and benefits for county employees for 2023. Gage County Board of Supervisors went through annual reorganization at last week's meeting with Eric Thiemann elected board chair for 2023. Beatrice Fire Department responded to a house fire shortly after 11 p.m. Friday at 618 North 9th Street. No one was home at the time. The blaze apparently started toward the back of the residence near a rear porch off of kitchen with basement access. Fire was contained to that area. Damage was estimated at $20,000 with substantial smoke damage. An investigation as to the cause continues. Shirley I. Winter, age 77, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Service was held Monday at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Shirley Winter. Lloyd D. Hall, age 78, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m., with burial at the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Hall.
3, 2, 1. Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still running well above average for this time of year for this afternoon. Of high temperatures working up into the 50s this afternoon. For tonight, under mostly clear skies, lows dropping back into the upper 20s. And still a touch above average even into Tuesday with a good deal of sunshine in store for tomorrow. Of high temperatures working up into the middle 40s. Looking to turn more active, though, as a strong area of low pressure works across the region late Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday, bringing a mixture of rain and snow to the forecast on Wednesday. Some heavier snow amounts off to our northwest, though, especially in areas from Lincoln, Nebraska, and points off to the northwest where a winter storm watch is in effect. 6+ inches of snow is expected up that way. Wednesday's highs back closer to average for this time of year in the mid-30s, and for your Thursday, still fairly close to average in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-January, 39. Record high on this date, 71. The average low, 19, and the record low, 18, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:26.
Junk science often becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and today especially is a day to beware. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 16th, the 16th day of the year. Actress Debbie Allen has a birthday, and Prohibition began in America on this day in 1920. Today is the third Monday of January, sometimes regarded as Blue Monday or the most depressing day of the year. Fortunately, it's an urban legend with no basis in fact. It all started years ago when a travel agency was looking for a hook to help sell vacation packages. The PR campaign was based on the assumption that about this time of year, people would be anxious for a change of pace. Soon, armchair psychologists were proclaiming scientific proof of Blue Monday. We'd like to see it rebranded as Junk Science Baloney Monday. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and solve our puzzle of the day at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Vance Gerdes Funeral Home is thrilled with the Diller Odell Griffin's winter sports teams. The athletes' dedication and skills are sure to bring home the wins at this week's events. Good luck, guys and girls, from your supportive friends and loyal fans at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Fairbury and Odell, proud to support the athletes. FNIC Group proudly supports the Beatrice Orangemen winter sports teams. The community admires the Orangemen's dedication, skill, teamwork, and sportsmanship, and knows the team will work hard to bring home the victories. Good luck from FNIC Group in Beatrice. Our name has changed, but our values haven't.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend for college hoops across the state of Kansas as the Kansas Jayhawks have moved up another position on the national AP polls, now sitting number 2 nationally with a record of 16-1 after their slight victory over the number 14 Iowa State Cyclones. It was neck and neck all the way up as the first half wrapped up with the Jayhawks up by 1 point, 29-28. Second quarter finished the same way as well, finishing 33-32. Number 4 Grady Dick was the leading scorer for the Jayhawks with 21 points on the board and 31 minutes on the court. Jalen Wilson put up 16 points. K.J. Adams Jr. was up by 15. Kansas State is sitting atop the Big 12 Conference at 5-0 in conference play. In Kansas State Wildcat basketball, on the other hand, they fell to the number 17 TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday, 82-68. It was the second loss of the season for the Wildcats, as Keontae Johnson was their leading scorer with 18 points on the board and 38 minutes of play. The next matchup is the interstate rivalry between the number 2 Jayhawks and the number 11 Wildcats on Tuesday with tip-off at 6 p.m.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
The Wichita State Shockers pulled off a victory on Saturday over the Tulsa Golden Hurricane, putting the Shockers 9-8 for the overall season. Tulsa fell to 4-12 overall. The Shockers started off slow as the Tulsa Golden Hurricane ended up scoring 41 points in the first half compared to the 27 by the Shockers. But it was a second half rebound with 46 points being put on the board for the Shockers to give them the W. Right now, Wichita State is sitting in middle of the American Athletic Conference, 9-8 for the overall season, now 2-3 for the conference play. Their next tip is on Thursday this week against Memphis at 6 p.m. In the NFL, is the first week of wild card play as the Kansas City Chiefs await their competitor next week for the first round of playoffs. As the San Francisco 49ers beat the Seattle Seahawks 41-23, the Jaguars were up by 1 point over the San Diego Chargers. The Buffalo Bills topped the Miami Dolphins 34-31, and the New York Giants were over the Vikings 31-24. There's one more game in the wild card round tonight with kickoff at 7:15 as the Buccaneers take on the Dallas Cowboys.
Twin Valley League basketball action on Saturday. In girls play, Clifton Clyde took Wetmore 61-10. Valley Heights over Onega 49-33. Lynn topped Blue Valley 60-26. Centralia over Troy 36-30. And Washington County downed Axtell 51-30. In boys play, Axtell over Frankfort 59-35. Valley Heights downed Wetmore 55-27. Troy topped Donovan West 63-21. Hanover boys beat Onega 61-43. And Washington County over Lynn 59-54. In Monday's action at 3:15, girls action, Clifton Clyde versus Lynn and Donovan West meets Centralia. Boys play at 4:45, Axtell versus Troy, and Centralia meets Hanover. Girls action at 6:15, Hanover versus Valley Heights, Frankfort meets Washington County, and in boys play at 7:45, it's Clifton Clyde versus Valley Heights. Blue Valley meets Washington County. We'll have three games back-to-back, beginning at 4:45, with the Centralia-Hanover boys, 6:15 Hanover and Valley Heights girls, and at 7:45, Valley Heights boys versus Clifton Clyde, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Saturday in the Mudecas basketball tournament, Diller Odell boys took Exeter Milligan 41-35. Southern fell to Falls City Sacred Heart 52-25. Four placed in the top four for Marysville in the Bulldog and Jayhusker wrestling tournament Saturday. Trimble finished second. Wilson, Waters, and Fredrickson third place. Join Max Blasky live with coverage of basketball from the Twin Valley Lake Tournament. We'll have the Hanover and Valley Heights girls and boys matchups from the TVL Tournament. At 4:45, Hanover boys meet Centralia. At 6:15, Hanover girls meet Valley Heights. And at 7:45, Valley Heights boys play Clifton Clyde. Live on KEDY FM 95.5.
Want more Twin Valley League basketball coverage? Of course you do. Along with the great play-by-play action you'll get here on KNDY, check out the TVL Spotlight Podcast, service of KNDY Radio. We'll have the stats, scores, and stories from the TVL tournament every day. The TVL Spotlight on TVLSpotlight.com or the podcast page at SunflowerStateRadio.com.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following evening sports at around 5:20, we'll visit with area girls and boys high school basketball coaches. Monday, Spotlight, Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Plus live broadcast of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League and area games on FM 95.5.
Too much of anything can be bad, and that includes salty ocean breezes and de-icing salts on our plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The sodium chloride in ocean water and many de-icing products damage plants in several ways. Roadside mist from passing cars and salt-laden ocean breezes can burn the leaves and buds on the plants. Once the bud scales dry, the tender leaf and flower tissue is exposed, dries, and often dies. If the salt builds up in the soil, it can interfere with the plant's uptake of other necessary nutrients. When taken up by the plant, it interferes with photosynthesis and metabolic processes important to the plant's survival. Salt-laden soils draw water out of the roots. The desiccated roots can't function, leading to damage and even plant death. Prevent damage with proper snow management, use of salt-tolerant plants and barriers, and thorough watering. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
It's said, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Perhaps that's how Sam should have regarded the fact that his lease was not renewed and someone else took over the business space. But the setback was only temporary. The success story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Alan Grano shares the story of America's number one retailer.
Back in the 40s, Sam Walton opened up a Ben Franklin franchise in Newport, Arkansas. And he made it very successful. In fact, his goal was to make it the most successful store in the Ben Franklin in the region.
Walton achieved his goal, but his success brought a problem.
His lease for the building came up. The owner of the building saw how successful Sam was and decided that, hey, this should be a great business for my son to run, and didn't renew Sam's lease.
So Sam had to find a new location to open a store. He and his wife looked for the best location in Arkansas.
Sam said that they've picked Bentonville in Northwest Arkansas because she wanted a small town to settle down in. And she said that they picked Bentonville because it was at the northwest corner of the state of Arkansas, which gave Sam basically four hunting seasons, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, to string together for one longer hunting season.
Two things would remain constant after that important decision. The store that began in Bentonville would continue to grow and grow. And Sam's passion for hunting in Arkansas and the neighboring states would never wane as well. Walton's first store, Walton's 5 and Dime, is still in operation on the square, just across the street from the barbershop where he got $5 haircuts till the day he died. Traveling the countryside in Bentonville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 160 acres more or less, Marshall County cropland, located east of Oquito, selling at auction Friday, January 20th, 10 a.m. This farm consists of 103 acres more or less, upland cropland, the balance mostly pasture. There are some waterways. The farm's been in a corn and soybean rotation. The location has an established rural water meter and connected hydrant along Cherokee Road at the former farmstead area. The benefit unit will transfer to the buyer. The property is located along a good county rock road to the north and a township road to the east. This quarter section, 160 acres more or less, Marshall County cropland, will sell at auction Friday, January 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Blue Valley Technologies Building in Home, Kansas. Property selling for Kimberly Meyer. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Olmsted Real Estate, broker and auctioneer.
This spring, you might be asked to talk about your conservation practices. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The USDA wants to know what motivates you to adopt conservation as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
In recent decades, Congress has demonstrated strong support for conservation programs through Farm Bill legislation. The intent is to ensure our farmlands remain healthy and productive while helping farmers and ranchers protect natural resources. Have you tried any conservation measures? And what motivated you to do it? The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service is partnering with the Natural Resources Conservation Service to conduct a Conservation Practices Adoption Motivation Survey. Joe Parsons is the chair of the Agricultural Statistics Board. He says they're going out to talk to farmers and ranchers about what drives their decision to implement conservation practices and the role of technical and financial assistance to their operations.
One, we're going to talk to predominantly crop farmers, and another where we'll talk to livestock farmers. And I think that really represents good government because we're helping collect data that will drive smart programs that sort of get at and make sense for farmers and ranchers and do that in a smart way. So that'll be going on in spring of 2022.
He says the sample size for each component of the survey will be 34,000 to 35,000 ranchers and farmers. It'll be voluntary, but they'll select a scientifically based sample that gives a good representation of different types and sizes of crop and animal operations.
I think the result is to provide data that is useful for NRCS and other folks that are framing, you know, how to structure conservation programs and cost share and stuff like that, so they have better data for better decision making.
Learn more about the Conservation Practices Adoption Motivation Survey at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Seems to be enough time to get my to-do list done. It grows faster than I can cross things off of it. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Maybe you're like me, literally running late, trying to get dinner fixed on time, or rushing to the store for the eggs you forgot. It's easy to be consumed by the stuff we have to do, stuff that takes our time. But have you ever thought of time as a gift? Something for you to steward? Think about how you can use your time to live out your faith. Maybe it's listening to a friend who needs to talk through a problem, or giving your time at church. Even just being intentional about the time you spend with your spouse or your kids is a gift. You know, God gives each of us an allotment of time on earth. The way we manage that time is a form of stewardship. Are you using your time to be a blessing to others? When you do, you'll find you live a more content life.
Medicare fraud hurts us all. When thieves steal from Medicare, there's less money for the health care you really need. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against health care fraud. If you have questions about potential fraud and abuse, call 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
New tech from John Deere promises both economic and environmental benefits. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
John Deere Chairman and CEO John May made history this month as the first ag tech company exec to deliver a keynote at the Consumer Electronics Show. But the bigger news was when May handed off to Deanna Kovar, a VP who leads product strategy, to announce a new product.
John Deere's new ExactShot technology allows farmers to apply starter fertilizer precisely at scale with speeds up to 10 miles per hour. And only where the seeds are planted. This reduces the amount of starter fertilizer farmers need by more than 60%, while still allowing them to maintain the speeds they need to get the job done on time.
Kovar says ExactShot has a dual benefit.
The combination of sensors and robotics delivers a massive cost savings to the farmer and a significant benefit to the environment. Because in the process of growing corn today, fertilizer accounts for a large portion of total greenhouse gas emissions. That means ExactShot can have an immediate, measurable impact on our environment today. This is the real purpose of our technology, to help farmers grow more with less through precision and data-driven decisions, while ensuring the land is cared for the next year and the next generation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Another year, another Congress following another year without Senate passage of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. And for some, that's a hard pill to swallow. Before the year-end break last month, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse sounded cautiously optimistic. Now, new year, new Congress, answers are still needed for the act and ag labor reform.
Well, the last thing you said, the need for labor reform is just as critical as ever. And so my interest in getting this done is as high as it's ever been.
But the challenge, Newhouse says, is being able to get enough bipartisan support in the Senate.
We did get it through the House twice, as a matter of fact, two Congresses in a row, and it continues to stall in the Senate. With the reason being given that by many of my Senate colleagues that while we have a crisis at the southern border, they just cannot see their way to be able to move forward and pass immigration-related legislation. That's very frustrating because, as we've talked about before, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act is actually part of the solution to getting control of our southern border.
Moving forward, Newhouse says the bill will at some point be reintroduced in the House.
The good thing is that there's Interestingly, a renewed interest in the Senate. There's a bipartisan group of senators that have been down the border this week, as a matter of fact, talking about the need to improve not only the situation at the border, but immigration policies overall in our country. It's going to be more difficult. There's no question about it, but I think we have to keep trying, and I will continue to keep trying to get this done.
Newhouse says without an adequate workforce, our crops will go unharvested, and our food supply chain is placed further at risk. And let's look at your ag news for this Monday, January the 16th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a magnificent Monday.
Say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is another strain of African swine fever to be aware of. It's not as severe, but still has wide-ranging consequences. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming Magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Swine fever is a highly contagious, deadly disease in pigs for which there is no cure. The virus has been moving around the world, but fortunately, so far hasn't made it to the United States. Paul Sundberg is a veterinarian and the executive director of the Swine Health Information Center. He says there are many different genotypes of the disease, and the one that's circulating around the world right now is known as genotype 2. Genotype 1 has been in Africa for a long time and was eliminated in Eastern Europe about 40 years ago. But genotype 1 has resurfaced. It's been found in China.
But the issue with finding it now and the concern is that the genotype 1 is less pathogenic. That means it doesn't make the pigs sick like genotype 2 does. It still can make them sick, but not anything with the severity of the one that's circulating around the world.
So why is this important to note? Because it's harder to detect in pigs. It can hide itself in the herds. It looks a lot like other diseases and will be able to spread farther.
And that increases the risks to the U.S., North America, other ASF-free countries, because of the possibility of this virus starting to move around too. And that is an issue because the international markets, international community, doesn't care if you've got genotype 1 or genotype 2. You've got African swine fever. And we'll have the same issues no matter what genotype we get.
I'm Jody Henke. Find the latest on African swine fever at agriculture.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Burn, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today the markets are closed in observation of Martin Luther King Day. So let's take a look back at Friday, which Thursday Wozni report was released, and it did have an effect on the markets, especially the grain markets, on Thursday afternoon. Some of that spilled over to Friday. Here's how we finished with corn for March. Finished at 675. May corn finished at 673.75. Wheat for March in the day at 743.75. That's up one. Wheat for May, 752 was your final price. That's up 1.25. Kansas City wheat for March, 843.75. That was your final price. That's up 8.75. Also up 8.75. Kansas City wheat for May at 840.25. Minneapolis wheat ended the day at 912.25. That was flat. Minneapolis wheat for May, 906 was your final. That's down one. March oats finished up Friday at 364. That's up 2.75. May oats finished the day at up 3.5 at 358.75. March soybeans finished out at 1527.75. That's up 9.25. May soybeans finished out the day up 8 at 1527.25. Cotton for March, 82.29 was your final price. That's up a quarter. Cattle on Friday, it was a mixed bag, so to speak. Live cattle for February up 17.5 cents. Final price was $157.72. Live cattle for April, 160.90. That's down 2.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January, you finished the day out at 181.25. That's down to 87.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March in the day at 182.87. That's down $1.40. Today, the markets are closed. We'll be back at it again tomorrow on your Tuesday.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Foreigner Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's all-residence award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg, or online at RustyEck4.com, and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you know, we can't save you any money.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTac Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrids SeaTac offers are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yields. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
Hey, 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 you're not going to want to miss out on this debate. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State experts Bob Larson and Philip Lancaster with the Beef Cattle Institute give insight on whether or not unrolling hay is the best method when feeding cattle.
There are some benefits to it. If I'm unrolling hay, I'm spreading nutrients out across the pasture. It's easy for me to move that around so that I'm getting a different part of the pasture. I think there's some benefits as far as calf health. I don't have mud packed around the bail ring. I don't have calves getting in there and getting trampled and getting broken legs or stuck in the mud or whatever.
I do like unrolling when we've got calves out there for the main purpose that I've run into situations where a area where you're feeding round bales in round bale feeders, whether it's a dry lot or just a corner of a pasture, they can become really messy and we can really have some calf health challenges. And so I will actually have them move towards unrolling bales so that they stop congregating calves and cows in a small area. So from a calf health standpoint, it's something to consider sometimes.
Larson and Lancaster describe the negatives of unrolling your hay.
You're probably going to waste quite a bit more, and it really does depend on the type of hay as well. Some of our poor quality forages, if you unroll it, I think you're going to end up wasting a lot. They're going to eat the very best. And in a year when forage is hard to come by and quite expensive, probably would prefer to keep it in a bale ring so that I can reduce the waste. But I'm going to admit that I do have to probably worry a little bit more about mud, worry a little bit about exposure of calves to those areas, and try to make that as good an environment as I can.
You're not getting as much utilization out of that hay as you can, and they're going to lay on it, they're going to defecate on it, and it just becomes bedding, especially, like you said, if it's poor quality hay. Another negative is that if I am not moving it around the pasture, and I've only got a limited amount of space to unroll it, or if I have to try to unroll it down steep slopes, then it's not as effective as cows being able to eat, and so then I waste more, or I have spots where I am killing out the pasture because I've got a whole bunch of dead material on top of it come springtime.
Larson and Lancaster give their approximate measurements of how much more hay would be wasted if it was unrolled rather than in a bale ring.
Well, it depends. How much am I unrolling? Am I unrolling just enough for that day, or am I unrolling hay for the 3 or 4 days? And so the more hay I unroll, the higher the percentage of wastage. If you're doing that multiple days, you're probably wasting 25-30% when unrolling, when you're probably 10-15% in a hay feeder.
I honestly think you could easily waste 50%. Unrolling it, particularly if you unroll several days. I think you're wasting a significant amount, which is why it's a hard decision.
That's K-State experts Bob Larson and Philip Lancaster with the Beef Cattle Institute with insight on whether or not unrolling hay is the best method when feeding cattle. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Thank you.
country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.